Great show powered by the Tennessee Lottery, live from Curb Event Center at Belmont, ahead of tonight's Murray State Belmont game at 6:30. Tickets available for you if you want to join the fun tonight. $15, $8 for youth. Hit up BelmontBruins.com or just call them, 615-460-BALL. Alex Apple joins us now from Fox 17. There are a whole lot of soccer fans kind of wondering about a certain space at a certain fairgrounds and what's going to happen. Alex, different people have different theories and different thoughts. Maybe you could start us out with kind of a Cliff Notes version of where we are right now.
I mean, it's a total soap opera, really. It spans three mayors, and that's the ultimate issue here. Of course, no one could have foreseen what happened with Mayor Barry, and then you have David Brierley take over, and now John Cooper with a totally different tact. So, you know, there are so many moving elements of this. You have fairgrounds lawsuits, Save Our Fairgrounds lawsuits, and I'm not even going to pretend to know what's going to happen with that. There will be a trial, and I know that neither John Ingram or anyone affiliated with his team wants that to go to a trial. I don't know what the outcome will be of that, but you've got an interesting scenario now where a mayor has come into office and doing what he said he was going to do, which is try to be a better steward of Nashville's money, whether you agree with how he's doing that or not. He's trying to be a little bit more thrifty. He takes a different approach to spending than his predecessors. And he has several legs to stand on to renegotiate this team now for several reasons as to why this deal has not already gotten started. Had it been farther along when Cooper came over, he probably couldn't have stopped it. You probably wouldn't have, a delay that just goes on indefinitely. But that's how they've gotten where we're at, and a lot of it has to do with now a mayor that didn't think that Nashville got a good deal out of this.
It feels almost disingenuous on the mayor's part to have this happen the way that it's happened, because the Nashville soccer people have been dreaming of the day that they'll be in that stadium at the fairgrounds and didn't think that there was any issue until, like, right now.
I almost called into the midday show earlier because there was a discussion. What is so incredible about this deal to me? Okay, so you're building partly through bonds, publicly financed a sports stadium. And you're trying to do so without a contract. To this point, the city in these lawsuits has not produced a contract between MLS or between Nashville Soccer Holdings and the city that has the details of how this project is supposed to go. Now, the city has issued bonds, right? And the Metro Council voted on them. A lot of money, and there was great debate. John Cooper voted against it, but then he said during the campaign he was going to try to make soccer at the fairgrounds work so long as he thought that the overall plan was good. But there was no contract, and if there is one, they've not released it for whatever reason. No one has seen it in order to make this sort of something that has to happen. So John Cooper now has a leg to stand on because Nashville issued these bonds. And there was a little clause in when Nashville voted on that said, by the way, if there is a 24-month period where there's no soccer at the fairgrounds, now this could be for nuclear holocaust, World War III, for whatever reason, then all of that land goes back to Metro. Well, the bonding companies in New York didn't want to write a bond with that in it. John Cooper knows that, but he didn't write that original thing. But now that that's in there, he knows that Metro Council probably has to vote to fund this again. That's sort of the operating understanding in City Hall, that they're going to have to re-vote on this. And when he knew that, it gave him room to negotiate with John Ingram. And I don't know if you guys caught the letter that Ingram sent out last week. He wanted some sort of resolution by today. I don't think he's going to get it. But when you look at it from John Cooper's perspective, he has already negotiated millions of dollars off of this proposal with the team, that, you know, the team is going to cover all stadium overrun costs. The team is going to put in, or Ingram is going to put in, $19 million for infrastructure in the vicinity of the stadium. The one sticking point is this 10-acre property, because the fairgrounds is huge. And it's basically undeveloped. They call it Parcel 8C. And that was going to be leased to John Ingram and his team for 99 years. And I forget if it's a state law or federal law. A 99-year lease is considered, in reality, basically a sale. We will all be dead by the time that lease came up. And John Cooper doesn't think that that's a good idea. This is a if you ask me, this is a land deal with the stadium as a carrot. And John Cooper, I think, and this is just a speculative guess, wants that lease to be less than 99 years. He asked John Ingram, could you do the deal without that? And in that letter, Ingram says no. So that's sort of the sticking point. And, I mean, I think it really calls into question. At this point, I would probably lean on the side of I doubt that that stadium gets built at the fairgrounds. Now, I don't know where it's going to go or what the resolution of that's going to be. But I think we're awfully far down this path that, you know, this uncertainty that so many people feel is totally legitimate for all of these financial reasons and, you know, minutiae in this deal that has just become, you know, like I said off the top, a soap opera.
Could from a soccer perspective, could NASCAR be a part of this problem?
I don't know if you consider it a part of this problem, but I think NASCAR is coming to the fairgrounds. The tea leaves all point to that is going to happen. And you know, there was that referendum, several years ago where the city voted overwhelmingly to keep the current uses. And there was a debate on the Midday Show earlier with Shane Smiley from Sarah Fairgrounds. But, you know, is this property being utilized as best as it could right now? I don't think anybody, they're really being honest, thinks it's you're extracting everything you can out of this property currently.
Hell no.
But you've got that track sitting there, so you might as well use it for NASCAR. Now, can NASCAR be compatible to soccer? Somebody a lot smarter than me has got to figure that out.
Well, the reason why I asked that is, like, several months ago, I thought, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but because I remember things correctly and incorrectly all the time, like a lot of people. But I thought I remembered there being a problem, like, if you did both, that the NASCAR people would actually need, like, 10 more feet on the soccer side of things, and the soccer people weren't going to give them that.
Yeah, and that goes back to, I believe, that part of land in question is that parcel 8C that John Ingram was going to get to develop. And so it all goes back to that, and you've got to have all of the sound buffering and sound depression. And that technology nowadays is good enough. That's not probably going to be much of a problem. Now, if you live right next to the speedway, you're probably going to hear it a little bit. Now, will it be so bad that you have to move? I would doubt it. Surely they could design a system like that. But the other problem is just consider that property, like where it is in Wedgewood and Nolensville Road, which is now a popular path into downtown. The ingress and egress out of that and the parking, if you have basically two high-level athletic venues operating many times a year, I mean, the logistics of that become very difficult, and that's probably been something that's been wrong with the deal from the get-go. You know, the team offers to put an additional $19 million for Metro and for infrastructure in the immediate vicinity of the stadium. That's on top of $25 million the city's putting in. So John Cooper is looking at this, and he said it recently at a meeting with some people from around the city, business leaders. Would you rather me continue to put millions of dollars into this, or do we need to look critically at how we're paying our teachers and all of our other resources? And so if he's considering it and weighing those two things on a scale, you start to understand why he's approaching the deal the way he is.
Alex Apple, hey, we're right here against the top of the hour, maybe 30 seconds or so left is what we've got. So in your opinion, and you said this, I just want to reiterate, you don't think this deal eventually will, you don't think there will be a soccer stadium built at the fairgrounds? Is that what you said?
My guess right now, if you made me pick, would be no. I think that the one thing that could get it done, and this is almost independent of what happens with these lawsuits, that could throw a whole nother wrench in this thing, is that Ingram would have to take a shorter lease, or there would have to be something worked out about that 10 acres to develop, because that is a huge moneymaker for Ingram, and John Cooper doesn't want to give it away. And whether they're able to reach an agreement on that maybe gives you a glimmer of hope, but it doesn't seem like this thing's tracking towards having a stadium at the fairgrounds anytime soon.
Alex, hey, thank you so much, man, for the time and for the perspective on this. There's a lot of people wondering what's going to happen, and I know they appreciate this update from you. People want to follow you on Twitter at @AlexApple_, and, of course, with Fox in Nashville. Thank you for the time today, buddy.
No problem. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Wow.
Well, wouldn't you all agree that as we sit here right now, you would doubt that that stadium would get built there?
Yes.
With lawsuits and disputes, and as he said, this is into its third mayor. All right, when we come back, Norm Parton will join us. We mentioned NASCAR. What role does it play at the fairgrounds? Speedway, which is at the epicenter of all this property out there. Norm Parton will join us next and discuss that aspect of all of this. 3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery.